Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. All right, here's the first of our new daily episodes. Definitely did not keep it to a few topics. Who's surprised? But at least the commentary is fairly minimal. Still, lots of exciting news to get through, so let's dig in. Biden held his first press conference as president. In it, he discussed immigration, foreign policy around Afghanistan, North Korea, and China, gun control, COVID goals, and his upcoming infrastructure bill. Specifically, he said he will not make the May deadline for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, that the asylum and other immigration systems Trump dismantled are being rebuilt to handle surges like the border is now seeing, and that the vaccination goal has now been doubled to 200 million shots in his first 100 days. The most important point, however, was on the filibuster. Biden strongly affirmed his support for a talking filibuster and said he is willing to go further if necessary. Quote, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about, end quote. He also agreed with Obama that the filibuster is a relic of the Jim Crow era. While I would like to hear that he's ready to dismantle the 60-vote threshold right now, he does seem to be moving in the right direction. He may also be going about this strategically in that he may want to let the GOP demonstrate their obstruction clearly, both to the public and to conservative Democratic senators, before making the push to remove the filibuster. Virginia has just abolished their death penalty, so congrats. It's one of the highest states in executions, second only to Texas. California's Marin County will be following the lead of Oakland in implementing a basic income for 125 low-income mothers of color, but this one will be twice the amount of Oakland's, or $1,000 a month. The trial and study will be run by the Marin Foundation, which will contribute $3 million. The county is also providing $400,000 for job training and counseling, which will add extra variables, muddying causation in the results. It is scheduled to begin in May with qualifying participants chosen at random. All the same concerns I expressed about the Oakland pilot apply to this, so I won't repeat them. See previous episode. Preliminary results from the Magnolia Mothers Trust basic income trial in Jackson, Mississippi, shows that the $1,000 a month that participants receive makes them 40% less likely to experience debt from emergency loans, 27% more likely to seek professional medical help when ill, and that their children are 20% more likely to perform at or above grade level in school. So, significantly more stable, more healthy, more educated citizens. Derek Van Gorder is premiering a weekly live show on Basic Income Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. The more the merrier, give it a try. Yang announced that as mayor, he will adopt a practice of interviewing one New York City employee each week to get a better feel for the state of play at ground level without gatekeepers filtering information. I really like it. In addition to giving the higher-ups more perspective, we need to humanize government workers. This could help both. Finally, we have two new polls for the New York City mayoral race, an internal poll from Yang's campaign and a poll from Fontes Coda. Both show Yang holding a strong lead, but the Coda poll also shows half of voters still undecided. It's looking good, but no time to get complacent. There's still 3 months to go, so big swings are still on the table. The Coda poll was of 800 people by phone, while the internal was both by phone and online. Equally good news is that the internals have UBI polling at 72% in New York City, with only 16% opposed. There's also a lot more interesting polls to dig through in the package if you're interested, in the links as always. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Press your senators and Biden, Manchin, and Sinema on the filibuster. Bookmark and share the Marin and Jackson trials and the mayoral polls. Check out the new Basic Income show. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget, to Yang Daily.